们不知道的。门徒就彼此对问说，莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？耶稣说，我这食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。这个小朋友可以到这个儿童之学。So the kids may be excused to the children's Sunday school. We'll give the following time to Elder Chow and Lorna for translation. 我们把下面时间交给赵长老Lorna 为我们翻译。
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good to be here again, seeing all the young people and friends alike.
很高兴在这里又看到年轻人还有一些老的面孔。
Remember, we were here maybe 2-3 years ago.
我记得上次来好像有两三年了。
At the time, our daughter Emily just graduated from UC campus here.
那个时候两三年前，我的女儿刚好从UC Santa Barbara 毕业。
So kind of bring you up to date of our family.
所以作为一个作为我们
Our family news.
我稍微报告一下我们家庭的一些新闻。
So Emily graduated 3 years ago, went to China for 3 years.
三年前，我们的小女儿从这里毕业以后，她就去中国。待了三年。
And she taught at 东北师范大学 our brother's school.
她就在我们弟兄的那个学校东北师范大学做外教。
And she taught English for 3 years and she loved it very much.
她在那里教英文三年，她非常喜欢长春。
She made a lot of friends and also learned Chinese as well.
那里交了很多朋友，而且她的中文也越说越溜了。
Now she can pray in Chinese.
现在他可以用中文祷告
，and then give a little talk in Chinese as well.
甚至可以用中文做简短的演说。
Remember, she was born in Pasadena.
她是在 Pasadena 出生。
Didn't know a word of Chinese when she went to college.
所以她去上大学的时候，她的中文还是只会说几句。
But fortunately, she took 2 years at UC Santa Barbara.
所以她在大学时候修了两年的中文。
And After 3 years, she felt that she is not prepared to do further work in China in terms of missionary and work.
所以三年之后呢，她发现她的装备不够，没有办法继续的做宣教士。
So she has to make a decision, either lifetime or long time there, or come home for more advanced studies or training.
所以她必须面临一个选择，就是她继续在那里做终身的宣教士呢，还是她要回来？接受更好的装备。
So accordingly, she applied to Wheaton College in Illinois, was accepted to their MA program in intercultural studies.
所以她就申请了惠特大学的硕士班，就是学习这种有关宣教的跨文化研究，也被接受了。
So she'll be there for next almost 2 years of study and see how God will lead after that.
所以未来的两年，他会在惠特大学学习，然后看神怎么样引导他。
And I'm glad that she is following my footstep in terms of to be intercultural communication of the gospel.
感谢神，他就是继承了我们的脚踪，继续的做宣教士，把福音带给外面的人。
So please pray for her and us.
请继续为我们还有我们的女儿祷告。
But as for us, we just came back. She just came back from China herself, from Harbin.
我的妻子刚刚从哈尔滨回来。
And we've been gone for a whole month in China.
过去一个月我们都在中国服事。
And we land China together, and then the separate ways for different ministries.
我们首先在中国会合，然后我们就分开去不同的地方服事。
We had a couple of days together to have a trip in 张家界。
我们首先呢，先有三四天在一起休假，我们去了张家界。
So as you know, Zhangjiajie is the first national park in China.
张家界是中国的第一个国家公园。
And it's very beautiful with the gorgeous pillars, just like a mini Grand Canyon type, except it has trees in the mountains.
张家界非常的美丽，有点像美国的大峡谷，很绿那个山谷非常的漂亮。
And then we were waiting for this world's first elevator, 1,200 feet tall.
我们花了很多的时间等着要上那个天梯，是世界上最高的一个电梯。
Yes, and we waited 3.5 hours just for that 2 minutes ride.
我们为了搭两分钟的电梯，我们等了三个半小时。
And it was torturous.
很痛苦的那等待。
And I was 71 years old. I have to wait for 3 hours and just for that 2 minutes ride.
像我这个年纪已经71岁了，我还要站在那边三个多小时等。
And I was sweating like mad.
我全身都湿透了。
And then I drink water.
喝水。
But I can't tell my, I say, you better not drink water, otherwise you have to run to the bathroom.
但是我又不敢喝太多水，不然又要去上厕所。
So I have to run back and forth. And they were understanding enough to let me cut in.
所以我必须不时地跑出去，还要再回到我的队伍里头。还好那些群众都了解。
But you know, after the 3.5 hour ride and the 2 minutes see the view, if I overdo again, I won't do it.
所以我想想看那时候所受的苦，如果叫我再来一次的话，我绝对不会去。
Actually, they have a bus that takes 2 hours to go up to the same place.
后来我发现原来有一个那个大巴，你可以两个小时上去。
And so cheaper too.
而且比较便宜。
So next time you go there, take a bus instead.
你下次的话，你下次如果你去，最好坐大巴。
Anyway, that was a beautiful spot, and one thing what happened was waiting all those period, all those people, I caught a flu or virus or something.
我因为去那里，后来我就生病了。
And then I spread it to my wife and my son.
后来我就把这个病菌传染给我的妻子还有我的儿子。
So we took the virus into our next preaching points.
所以我们就带着病，我们都到不同的服事的地方。
Very interesting. I was coughing and sneezing before the preaching.
很奇怪的是，每一次我上台讲道以前，我都不断的咳嗽，还有打喷嚏。
But when time to preaching, I did not cough.
但是每一次一开始讲道的话，我就整个的讲道过程都不会咳嗽。
For 45 minutes, I have a full of energy and expounding God's word.
45分钟之久，我可以非常有力的传讲神的话语。
And that is what Paul means by in season, out of season, preaching without stop.
所以保罗就说，不论得时不得时，我们都要不断地传福音。
And God will give you strength.
神会给我们力量。
Likewise, my wife was sick for a whole week. She had to preach 7-8 hours a day.
我的太太她去东北，她一天要讲7-8个小时。
And I can tell God protected her and gave her grace.
感谢神也同样的赐福给她。
So we just came back, and then we'll be going back again in September.
我们刚刚回来，然后九月初我们又要回到中国。
As you know, China recently has been very tight in terms of controlling Christianity.
我们知道最近中国对于家庭教会对于教会的这种政策是非常的紧。
Starting from the tearing down of the crosses in Wenzhou area.
首先是他们拆除了温州很多教会的十字架。
And those are the three self churches, government sanctioned churches.
包括一些政府认可的三自教会。
And then now they are persecuting the house churches everywhere.
现在他们也是继续的迫害各处的家庭教会。
So pray for us as we go in.
所以当我们进去的时候，请你们为我们代祷。
And that we may find secure and also freedom to preach.
叫神给我们足够的安全性和自由，能够传讲他的福音。
China has always been like this. The pressure of tightening and loosening up of the political realm in reference to religious practices.
中国许多年来都是这个样子，就是说他们的宗教政策是根据他们的政治的情况，有的时候紧，有的时候松。
I won't say anything about politics, but I know that we should pray for the churches now.
我不愿意花时间来谈政治，但是我就希望你们能够为现今的教会的光景代祷。
Especially, we as your servants, pray for us for safety and security.
特别是为那些传福音的人，包括我们的安全性祷告。
So this morning, I'd like to spend a few minutes talk to you about Jesus' words. My food is to the will of His will.
今天我要讲的题目就是我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
And the subtitle of this sermon could be the secret of satisfaction.
这个题目有一个次标题，那就是基督徒得满足的秘诀。
And the verse 34, I think, is well worth for us to remember or memorize it.
所以下面我们看我们的主题的经文，我觉得非常的值得我们背诵下来。
So he says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
他说我的食物就是照就是遵行那差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
In Spain, there is an old proverb that goes like this.
在西班牙有一个谚语是这样子说的。
It says, all laws go to the way of the king's desire.
他说国王喜欢什么，那就是成了律法。
And behind that proverb, there's a story.
在这个谚语，这流行的谚语后头有一个故事。
So what happened was during the beginning of 12th century, there was a debate about whether the country should use German or Latin prayer books for their services.
那就是在十二世纪的初。在西班牙，他们教会当中和政府当中有一个辩论，就是他们应该在教会里面使用德文的还是拉丁文的祈祷书。
So eventually the question came before the king Alfonso.
最后呢，他们把这个问题带到王的国王的面前。
And then Alfonso was decided to which one to use.
所以必须由国王来决定。教会应该采用哪一个版本的祈祷书
？So he says the best way is through books into the fire.
所以他就做了一个很有趣的决定。他说：“我们干脆把两本书都丢到火炉里去。
”And he says whichever survives longest will be the one we will use.
他说：“哪一本书能够比较不容易被烧掉，我们就采用那本书。
”But when the Gothic version of the prayer book survived longer.
所以后来他发现那本德文的祈祷书似乎比较不容易着火。
He decided to throw back again into fire.
他就把那本德文的祈祷书又丢进去，让它继续烧。
So eventually, the Latin verse survived longer after that.
所以最后他就决定用那本拉丁文的祈祷书。
So after that, Latin verse became the prayer book for the last 800 years.
所以从那以后800年来西班牙的教会一直是采用拉丁文的祈祷书。
So many Christians treat the will of God in this manner.
所以很多基督徒也是用这种方式来对待神的旨意。
They say, oh yeah, we want to know God's will.
他们说对啊，我们当然愿意明白神的旨意。
They say that they are leaving the matter up to him.
他们说这件事情让神来决定。
But when I think when God reveals what he wanted to do, they continue trying to find out what God's will is.
可是当神把他的旨意启示给他们的时候，他们还是继续的去寻求神的旨意。
So when they eventually got to a way and then find out it does not satisfy them, and then they are faced with difficulties and confusion.
他们要一直等到事情呢是照着他们的意思成就，可是呢，如果是这个样子的话，他们又发现那个结果并不满意。
So this morning I want to spend some time to tell you from God's word what the God's will is for you from God's word.
今天早上我们要来探讨到底神的旨意是什么。
So the first point I want to point out is the will of God.
所以第一个我要提到的就是神的旨意。
So here, the Lord Jesus Christ telling us how to find God's will.
在这里，约翰福音告诉我们说，主耶稣告诉我们，我们应该怎么样寻求神的旨意。
So not only for himself, but also for you as Christians.
所以这个不只是 不只是主耶稣怎么寻求，也是每一个基督徒应该做的。
So let us do a little review of this chapter 4.
让我们稍微把约翰福音第四章我们来复习一下。
So this chapter 4 of John is a classic example of witnessing.
约翰福音第四章是一个很经典的一个例子，教导我们我们怎么向人传福音。
And Jesus gave us a wonderful example of how to approach people, different background, different races, and different environmental backgrounds.
所以主耶稣在这里给了我们一个很好的榜样，就是我们怎么样去向不同背景、不同种族的人传福音。
So remember, Jesus talked to this Samaritan woman, which was a taboo from the first place.
我们看到在一开始，我们看到主耶稣跟撒玛利亚人一个妇人传福音，当时撒玛利亚人是不受欢迎的。
So what happened was Jesus revealed to her everything she did.
主耶稣把那个撒玛利亚人过去所做的事情都揭露出来了。
And then she said, "You must be a prophet."
那个妇人就说，哇，你一定是一个先知。
And Jesus basically revealed to her that she's the true Messiah.
所以主耶稣就向她显明。他自己是一个真的弥赛亚。
And this, all this time, his disciples went to the town to get some food.
在那个时候呢，门徒刚好去城里头去买食物了。
And then, when they came back, Jesus, they said, "Well, Master, have some food."
所以他们回来的时候就说：“耶稣，请吃，我们买食物了，给你。”
And then, Jesus said in verse 33, he says, "I have food to eat that you do not know of."
但是耶稣告诉他们说，我有食物是你们不知道的。
And Peter and John says, they were wondering, you know, nobody brought them food. How could you have food?
所以彼得跟约翰就觉得很奇怪，他说，没有人拿食物给你吃，你怎么说你已经吃过了，你已经有食物呢？
So of course, John and Peter were thinking of literal or physical food.
当然，约翰跟彼得他们想到的就是一些肉体的，字面上的这个食物的意思。
Just like Nicodemus mistook Jesus when Jesus said to him, "You must be born again."
就好像耶稣对尼哥底母说你必须重生的时候，你哥底母完全是从肉体的意思来了解。
So of course, Jesus is talking about spiritual food that will satisfy them for life.
其实主耶稣是在讲属灵的这种食物，灵粮能够使他们满足。
And that, that is the food that Jesus is talking all about.
这就是主耶稣所说的这个粮食、食物的意思。
Because Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
因为主耶稣说我就是真理的、生命的粮。
And those who eat my food or my bread shall never thirst, shall never die.
凡是吃我所赐的粮的人，就永远不饿，永远不死。
And Jesus talking about born again to Nicodemus too.That born again, born from God, give you eternal life.
所以，当主耶稣对尼哥底母说到重生的时候，他是指属灵的意思，就是重新得到那个永远的生命。
So his food is basically his word, eternal word, the Son of God.
当主耶稣说到食物的时候，那是指永远的食物，就是神的话语。
And this is a great proverb, great verse to know and to use and to remember.
所以这节经文非常的重要，非常值得我们去背起来。
And Spurgeon once said, "This is the golden verse of the Bible."
斯布珍他说有一次说过，这个是整本圣经里头的一个最精华的一节经文。
So, in essence, these words are expression of what was undoubtedly the keynote of Jesus' life.
其实这节经文就完全的显露了，让我们看见了耶稣他生命的核心是什么。
What is your most utmost important part of your life?
在你的生命中最重要的东西是什么？
It should be the life of God in Christ Jesus.
那就是你在耶稣基督里头的新生命。
The new life He gave you, eternal life.
新的生命可以给你永生。
And that is the will you are to find out all your life.
那就是你必须要寻找到你生命的的真正的目的。
So that's what Jesus is talking about. My will is to the will of the Father who sent me.
所以主耶稣说，我的心意就是我要寻找成就，遵行那差我来者的旨意。
So this morning in all your life, we're to search God's will in our life.
所以今天早上我也希望你把你生命的目的 定在寻找神的旨意的上面。
And that will always deal with God's word, God's salvation.
这个总是跟总是要建立在神的话语、神的救恩上的。
And that will bring us satisfaction, complete satisfaction.
只有这样才能够替我们的生命带来完全的满足。
And we will understand a great deal more about satisfaction when you come to desire knowing God's will, what to do with God's will.
所以当我们明白了如何遵循神的旨意的时候，我们就能够找到生命真正的满足。
It's very interesting that we can compare Jesus' obedience to God's will compared to what Satan or through the Lucifer, the Satan's agent,disobey God.
所以我们可以做一个比较，就是耶稣基督的对神的顺服，还有撒旦，就是路斯佛，对神的悖逆，这两个我们可以做一个对比。
So that contrast sometimes comes to our own life and work.
所以有的时候我们的生命中也会面临这样子的一个对比。
When we must decide A or B, plan A, plan B, we always struggle as to which is God's will.
我们常常在两个计划中间挣扎，说到底哪一个是神的旨意
？And by following A, will that reach God's will?
如果我们采取这个 A 这个计划的话，是不是神的旨意
？But then may the Lucifer, the Satan, always confuse us, says, "No, take B because B is better for you because he has such and such bonuses."
但是有时候撒旦会。会诱惑我们说应该用采取 B 这个计划，因为 B 有这些些好处。
But ultimately, we have to choose what is best for the gospel.
但是最重要的，我们要决定说到底哪一个对于福音更有益处。
Let us see Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 15. See what Lucifer has done in terms of rebelling against God and destroying God, trying to destroy God.In order to make him the head of the prince of the angels in heaven.
所以让我们来读一下以赛亚书第十四章十二到十五节那里讲到的路斯佛他怎么样的悖逆神而堕落的经过。
So maybe we can read in Chinese.
也许我们来读一下中文的。
And if we can read in Chinese, that will give us a kind of a rundown of what this contrast and the comparison of God's will and Satan's will is all about.
所以当我们在读中文的这一段经文的时候，我们来详细来看一看，就是撒旦的悖逆跟耶稣的顺服，他们两者之间的关系。
Okay, let us read together on three, 一二来。
我们一起来读了，一二三。你这崇拜列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上。在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。
So these are the words of Lucifer who eventually became Satan.
所以我们可以看到这段经文就讲到原本的天使路斯佛最后怎么变成了撒旦。
And that was the beginning of evil when God threw him down to hell.
所以他后来变成一个邪恶的，就被神丢到地狱里面去。
So the first is Lucifer, Satan desired to climb above that station that God has collected, call him.
所以我们看到路斯佛他最初他就是想要跨越神所给他定的那个位置。
So what happened was Lucifer has already given the highest position.In heaven at that time.
其实那个时候，神已经给路斯佛最高的一个地位。
And according to Prophet Ezekiel, he was full of wisdom, perfect in beauty.
以西结书那里形容路斯佛，说是他全然，说他智慧充足，全然美丽。
So he was what we might call the high priest of creation.
就我们可以说他是 整个受造物里头最美丽的最高的一个王子。
Nevertheless, none of this was enough for Lucifer.
但是路西佛却不满足。
And he desired to raise above the heavens, above the stars, and sit upon the mount of the congregation.
所以他呢却想要高升到众云之上，众山之上，而且坐在那个会众的山上。
So in other words, he wanted to push God out of the throne and receive the worship of the universe himself.
所以呢，他真正的就是想把神从王座上面推下去，他自己坐在上头，接受整个宇宙的敬拜。
So before we were converted, we were just like him.
其实在我们信主之前，我们都是这样。
I am the center of my universe.
我是我这个宇宙的中心。
No one's better than me. I deserve the best.
没有人比我好，我应该得到最好的。
No one can replace me, and then therefore I'm the center of the universe.
没有人能够取代我的地位，所以我就是宇宙的中心。
And the second important feature of these verses is a strong claim that Satan's own will.
第二个就这段经文的第二个最重要的一点，就是我们看到撒旦他怎么样。宣称他的意思。
If you at least in English, if you count the times of "I will" in these verses, I counted five times. Satan used "I will."
所以我们可以看到，在这段经文里头，撒旦一共说了五次的“我要”。
And in time, Satan's "I will" was multiplied by many millions of his followers.
其实呢。撒旦所说的这个我要以后呢又不断的被那些跟随他的人在重复着。
This could be the little devils or angels who follow him from the sky.
这包括那些跟随着路西佛一起坠落的那些天使。
And also those who are rebellion against God, non-Christians who follow him, like before we were Christians, I will, I will, I will.
也包括那些不信神的人，就是我们自己接受主耶稣基督以前的那个光景，我们也是不断的说我要，我要，我要。
So you can see that the Satan's term "I will" is origins of evil.
我们可以看出来，撒旦的这种我要的欲望是一切罪恶的根源。
And now it has a tragic consequences.
因为这种悖逆，他后来就遭受了很悲惨的结果。
And you know what happened to Adam and Eve?
我们也看到亚当跟夏娃的结局。
And their desire is to what is this apple or fruit good for me? How will benefit me?
他们想到的是，我们吃这个禁果对我有什么好处
？And behind that, the lie was Satan says, "You will not you will not die."
撒旦就说，你吃了就不死。
And therefore, your eyes will be open.
你的眼睛就变得明亮。
So it's a way of discrediting God's word in the first place.
所以他们就一开始他们就不顺服神的话。
So what was the result of this rebellion against God by Lucifer and all those consequences following?
所有的这种悖逆的结果到底是什么？
And then basically it's a symbol of a dissatisfaction.
就是那个结果就是你不快乐，没有满足。
And we might say that God told Satan that his life will be misery.
所以，神告诉撒旦说，你的生活会充满了祸患。
It's a tasteless life.
是一个很无味的一个生活。
And this is what I mean by non-Christians must have a lot of stimulations in order for them to exist.
所以很多的非基督徒，他们不需要不断的寻找刺激，来使他们的生活稍微有一点意义，有一点乐趣。
A lot of people do this by sex, money, and power.
很多人从性、从钱、从权力方面得到满足。
And if some of them are missing, then their life is tasteless, worthless, and also they want to find out more exciting things to cheer them up.
这是因为他们的人生非常的枯燥，非常的贫乏，所以他们需要从外面找一些东西来刺激他们。
Because life is too tasteless without meaning.
因为生活如果没有意义的话，这个生活是毫无乐趣的。
I know a friend who inherited a lot of money from the parents when they died.
我知道一个朋友，在他父母去世以后，他得到了很大的一批产业。
And then, as you can tell, in due time, she got a lot of money without any reason.
所以在他很快的，很年轻的时候就忽然沉寂了一大笔遗产。
So just like the prodigal son went out of old country and then spent all those money.
他就像那个圣经的浪子一样，他就到国外去，把他的所有的钱都花光了。
And within a few years of time, she spent over $1 million just on her habits.
他就在几年之间就把他的100多万的遗产都花光了。
And those habits are considered drugs or something else that stimulate her.
所以他养成一些很坏的习惯，包括用毒品来刺激自己。
Because that passion captivated her, because life is meaningless.
因为生活没有意义，所以他就不断的去寻找一些东西来填补。
So when the money is gone, she sold her home.
所以等到他后来都没有钱了，他就把他父母留给他的房子也卖了。
And when that is gone, she went robbing and stealing.
所以等到卖房子的钱也花完了，她就开始偷东西、抢东西。
Now she's in jail.
现在她被下到监牢里头。
Waiting for sentence.
在等候法官的判刑。
So here is a tragic case of a young woman who's in the early 30s, spending all her money of lifetime saving from parents, and her money now is in jail because of this. Tasteless life.
这是一个例子，我们看到当生命没有意义的时候，你看一个三十出头的一个年轻女子，她就把她的父母留给她的钱全部花掉，然后最后就被下在监牢里头。
So this symbolizes the lifestyle of all non-Christians.
这个就是一个描，就是让我们看到一个不信主的人的生活的情况。
Because life itself is dissatisfaction.
因为生活本身是没有乐趣的，不满足的。
And in Isaiah, God described the same thing as to another way of describing Satan's end.
所以在以赛亚书这段经文头也讲到，他讲到撒旦的结局，其实也是不信主的人的结局。
And what happened was God threw Lucifer down to a pit, that is a hell.
所以神的就给路斯伯的结局就是让他坠落到阴间。
So the Hebrew word "sheol" here consider a kind of dirty place, a graveyard, a bottomless pit, and nobody wants to go there.
所以在希伯来文这个阴间的意思，它是代表一个无底的一个深坑。
So that is where he end up after disobeying God.
这就是路斯伯的结局。
And all non-Christians are in the pit as well.
所有不信的人最后也会下到这样子的阴间。
And that's why God His mercy save you from the pit. You can have a meaningful life after accepting Jesus.
所以神的就对我们施怜悯，让我们能够因着接受耶稣基督就有一个有意义的生活。
So from the pit, we are in the heavenly realms with Jesus in terms of our future dwelling place.
所以我们信了耶稣以后，我们就被救脱离这个阴间，将来我们要与基督同住。
So how different is that compared to Jesus obedient to God?
所以我们可以看到耶稣的顺服跟撒旦的悖逆之间的那种对比。
So in Psalm 40 verse 8, Jesus said through the psalmist David says, I delight to do your will, O my God.
所以诗篇40篇第八节那里说，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行。
And then Paul described Jesus' active obedience in Philippians 2, 6 and 10, 6 to 10.
然后我们就看到保罗的形容，他是在腓立比书二章六到十节里头那里描述，为我们描述基督的顺服。
So let us turn to Philippians 2, 6 to 10, see how the Lord Jesus Christ himself obey God, and what was the result of that?
我们来看看腓立比书第二章六到十节那里如何描述耶稣基督自己的顺服。我们来读中文，下一章是中文。我们一起来读，来，一二三。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微， 存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
So it's a great contrast, isn't it?
这实在是一个很鲜明的对比。
Satan exalted himself and then found nothing but misery.
撒旦他高举自己，最后他的结局是悲惨的。
He brought misery to others.
他也把这种悲惨带给其他的人。
But likewise, also Jesus himself submitted to the will of the God. He found mercy and blessing.For himself and also for others.
另一方面，耶稣他自己顺服神的旨意，最后他为自己还有其他的人找到了祝福。
I wonder if you have been able to learn from this contrast.
不晓得你能不能从这个对比中学一些功课。
Do you see the benefit of submitting to God's will?
你有没有看到顺服神的旨意会带来什么结果？
And are you willing to go whatever direction He sends you?
你愿不愿意？照着神的旨意，神引领你去哪里，你就去哪里。
After all, Jesus did went to the cross for us.
耶稣就是这样，他为了我们上十字架。
And then we often desire sometimes knowing God's will only half-heartedly.
很多时候，我们说我们愿意顺服神的旨意，只是不是很真心的。
Let us look at number two, doing God's will.
第二点就是讲到要遵行神的旨意。
And the verse here tells us that the doing God's will is to finish His work.
这里讲到说，遵行神的旨意就是做他的工。
Jesus told a story about a father who had two sons.
耶稣讲到一个比喻说，有一个父亲他有两个儿子。
And he told the first son to go to the vineyard work today.
他告诉他的儿子说，告诉他的大儿子说，你去葡萄园做工。
The son said, "No, I won't." But later on, he repented and went.
那个大儿子说不，我不去。可是后来他有点后悔，他就去做工了。
Then the second son said, "Yes, I will work in the vineyard."
那个小儿子就说好好好，我会去。
But then he failed to do it.
但是后来他却没有去。
So Jesus, in drawing this parallel, he says that precisely there's a contrast between the religious leaders of his day always say yes, yes to God.
所以这个就是耶稣来比喻说当时的那些宗教领袖，他们常常说好的好的，我会去做。
And they know God's word, they know God's law. It says yes, yes, we know, we know.
他们说是啊，我们懂神的旨意。
And then they disobey God.
但是却没有去遵行。
But those sinners, like tax collectors, prostitutes, they were repentant, and then they did God's work.
但是当时有一些罪人，譬如说税吏或者一些妓女，他们虽然嘴巴上不遵行，最后他们却悔改，愿意顺服神的旨意。
If you are a Christian, there are hundreds of God's word encouraging us to do His will.
所以如果是基督徒的话，我们可以在圣经头翻到很多的章节那里，鼓励我们要遵行神的旨意。
One of the beautiful illustrations, Jesus said.Let your light so shine before men that they may know your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
所以有个地方主耶稣鼓励我们说，我们的灯要放在不放在斗底下，要放在灯台上，照亮四周的人，那别人看到我们的好行为，就把荣耀归给神。
He also tells us to love our enemies and give water to those who are need.
他也告诉我们说，要爱我们的仇敌，要给那个最小的一个小子一杯水。
And Paul tells us to, he says, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, by offering your bodies a living sacrifice, which is a pleasant to God, perfect will of God.
所以保罗也告诉我们，下面罗马书第十二章一到二节那里也是说，要我们把我们的要我们当作活祭，把自己献给神，就是。罗马书第十二章，这是理所当然的。
So what I'm saying is that doing God's will is a wonderful way of knowing His word.
所以我要强调的就是说，明白神的旨意的一个方法就是去行他的旨意。
And then the way to do it is follow His word, His law, His path, His understanding.
那怎么去做呢？就是要效法神的旨，耶稣他怎么样去做，他怎么去明白神的旨意。
And that can be endless because every day we can learn from God's word and practice.
我们每天都可以这样子做，每天都可以去行神的旨意。
Do you do such things?
你是不是也这样子做？
Do you work at them?
你是不是行出来？
Third of all is to finish his work.
第三个就是要完成他的工。
Jesus said, "My food is to the well who sent me, and also to finish them."
所以主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，完成他的工。
What is that work?
那个工是什么？
Salvation.
就是救恩。
And you and I are to finish that work is to tell others about salvation.
你和我都可以完成那个工，那就是去告诉别人救恩的事实。
That's the only work that's valuable.
这个是最有价值的工作。
And Jesus is basically saying, you are to do that work too.
所以主耶稣说你们也要去做这个工。
And then when you've done that work, Jesus said, you good and faithful servant, come enjoy your master's treasures.
所以当你做完这个工的时候，主耶稣就会说，你这又忠心又良善的仆人，你进来吧，跟你的主人一起享受我为你预备的宴席。
Unfortunately, many of us begin God's work but fail to finish it.
很可惜的是，我们很多人，我们开始了神的工，但是我们却没有完成。
You know, before Jesus came to earth, Jesus told David in his psalm that I delight in your will, oh my God, as we read earlier.
主耶稣在诗篇40篇第七节第八节那里讲到
I delight to do your will.
我喜悦主啊，我乐意照你的旨意行。
What is the delight of that will?
那个乐意照你的旨意行是什么意思？
Is to come to earth, suffer like sinners, and then go to the cross, die on the cross, and then resurrected on the third day.
对主耶稣来说，就是来到世上为世人受死受苦，然后最后升到天上，这个就是他的工作。
And that is God's work in Jesus.
那是神对他所存的旨意。
So Jesus assumed our humanity.
主耶稣他自己就取了我们的人性。
And Jesus gave us the opportunity to serve him, do his work.
所以主耶稣也给我们这样子的机会去做他的工。
You know, Jesus on the earth, while he was doing ministry, he looked forward.To the cross.
所以当主耶稣在世上服事的时候，他的眼睛一直注视着那个将要来的十字架。
He has one focused mind.
他的心里头只关心一件事情。
Is to go to the cross.
那就是上到十字架上。
And finish his work.
完成他的工。
So remember when the last word Jesus on the cross?
记不记得耶稣在十字架上所说的最后一句话是什么？
It is finished.
成了。
That is his final.Report in terms of what God has asked him to do, he has accomplished it.
那就是他对神所交的最后一个报告，就是说神所嘱咐他的，他已经完成了。
Aren't you glad that Jesus finishes work for us?
你是不是很高兴耶稣已经为了我们完成了他的工作？
And the result is your and my salvation.
所以那个结果就是成就了你和我的救恩。
Well then, are you like him in that?Are you like him in that?
你是不是在这点上学习基督的榜样？
Are you attempting to finish the work that you have been called?
主耶稣所呼召你的工作，你有没有去立志要完成它？
And that's why we do short-term missions and long-term missions.
所以这也是我们常常做这种短宣跟长宣的目的。
That's why some of your students are here to learn and accomplish.Your studies so that you can do greater things that God has planned for you.
我们中间的学生，当你学完以后，你就去也许你可以去做神的工作。
Your study is here now, but your goal later is do His work.
你现在在学习，但是你的目的就是将来你要做神的工。
Then you'll find purpose and goal in your life.
这样的话，你就会找到你生命的意义。
We give a lot of advice to college and university undergraduates and in the schools over the last 35 years.
在过去35年，我们跟做学生工作，常常给 年轻的学生一些建议。
And life is chaos for many students and directionless.
对许多学生来说， 人生就是未来的生活是好像非常的困惑的。
Even sometimes they finish a degree, they don't know, still don't know what to do with the degree.
很多已经毕业拿了学位， 他们还不晓得要做什么。
Then we ask them, what is the purpose in life?
我们常问他说， 你生命的目的是意义是什么？
What has God given you to do?
神有没有呼召你去做什么事？
And that is where the real beginning of life comes.
那就是 生命的意义的来源。
And then you can use your knowledge for His glory.
你可以用这个来荣耀神。
That's what Jesus did.
主耶稣就是这样。
I came down to do His will.
他来到世上， 是为了行神的旨意。
Accomplish His will on the cross, and then I go home, and then the rest story is up to God's power and glory.
他来到世上， 他完成神的工作， 然后回到天父的, 面前。
I want to close two stories with these two stories before we close.
我在结束以前， 我愿意用, 两个故事来做结论。
The first story is about William Carey.
第一个故事就是威廉, Curry的故事。
William Carey, of course, was the first Protestant missionary in India, 1792.
William Curry 是1792年, 他是第一个到印度去宣教的宣教士。
And he was a... He was a cobbler, fixing shoes, making shoes.
他是一个做鞋的人, 一个鞋匠。
So he was not a university graduate at all.
他并不是一个, 大学毕业的一个知识分子。
So what he did was, before his work, he had a world map before him.
在他去以前呢, 他的, 在他去工作以前, 他的前面呢, 有一个很大的世界地图。
So he will pray for India.
他那个时候就开始为印度祷告。
And also pray for China.
也为中国祷告。
So he was not sure which to go.
他不知道, 他应该去中国呢, 还是去印度宣教。
But eventually he went to India to preach gospel.
后来神就, 派他去了宣, 印度宣教。
So over there he studied Indian languages like Hindu, Bengali, and Sanskrit, all those difficult languages.
他到了印度以后就学了, 印度话, 学了很多当地的方言。
So in his first 7 years, there were no converts at all.
他在印度宣教的头七年, 没有一个人信主。
And people wondering, what is he doing there without result?
人家就想说, 你一个宣教士, 宣教了三, 七年, 没有人信主, 你到底在做什么?
Maybe we sent the wrong guy.
也许我们猜错了人。
But the worst thing happened, he was studying languages, and then one time his home burned down. Whole thing was burned.
有一天呢, 他的家, 他的印度的家, 整个被烧掉了。And
all his manuscript, Bible study manuscript, dictionary were burned.
他所有的, 一些文稿, 还有他研经的一些材料全部都被烧毁。
And he was very discouraged. Satan attacked him. He says, might as well go home. You're not doing anything good.
所以他那个时候很灰心, 撒旦也攻击他, 说, 你干脆回家算了。
But in his memory, he knew that God has a purpose for him to do his will in India in the good things to come.
在他的传记里头, 他说他那个时候非常的清楚, 神差他到印度原有他的旨意, 神有工作是要他去完成的。
He knew God's will, so therefore he persisted and worked hard next 25 years.
因为他知道神的旨意, 所以他就坚持下去, 又坚持了25年。
So there, eventually, he will translate 11 Indian Bible of language into their Bibles.
后来他翻译圣经, 到印度的11种的方言里面。
And then he established colleges, hospitals, orphanage, and churches.
他盖了很多的, 大学, 他建立了很多的大学, 孤儿院, 医院, 还有教会。
So this man knew God's will.
这个人真的,
So much so, he is known as the father of modern missions.
所以很多人说, 克里是现代宣教士之父。
And he also did good to the social status life of India. He did change the lifestyle of Indian social life.
所以他多少也影响了印度人的一种社会的生活行为。
As you know, in the Indian old custom, when the husband dies, they would throw the widow with the dead body and burned the widow too.
那在印度有个恶习，以前他们丈夫死了，他们让那个妻子也陪葬。
And then because they say, well, she can't marry anyway, she might as well die and bury together with her husband.
所以他们说，反正这个女的丈夫死了就不能再婚了，那干脆跟她丈夫一起死了算了。
So this ill of social evil, William Carey fought against in their synod.
所以威廉·克瑞他非常努力的去奋斗，去要排除去废止这种恶俗。
So eventually, India Congress eliminated this practice.
最后，印度的国会就因着他们就废止了这个恶俗。
That's in the law, but still, once in a while today, they still throw their widow into the fire.
虽然这已经立法了，但是在现在，有一些部落，他们还是这样子。做就是把寡妇陪葬她的丈夫。
Carey want to honor sanctity of life.
克里他要尊重这个生命的意义。
And from there, he can preach the gospel to all those women, all those who are lost, because life is important in Christ Jesus.
就是因为这样子，所以他才有资格，他还能够向那些妇人、向小孩子来传福音，因为他。看重每一个生命的价值。
Another story is told by the Charles Spurgeon, the well-known British pastor of a missionary who had gone to American Indians at his old age.
另外一个故事就是斯布珍他所讲的，他讲到有一个宣教士，他在向美国的印第安人传福音，一直到老。
So this man was laying dying, and the last thing he wanted to do was teach a little boy to read the Bible.
当时这个宣教士已经年纪非常大了，但是呢，他还是念念不忘要做一件事情，就是教导一些不识字的小孩子认字，好让他们读圣经。
And somebody in the side says, how wasteful it is for this great missionary to spend time with the little insignificant boys.
就很多人就告诉他说，哎呀，你这么一个有名的宣教士，你干嘛花时间来教小孩子认字？认字太浪费你的时间了。
But he replied that he thanked God that when he could have no longer able to preach, but he's still able to teach those who learn read the Bible.
所以，但是他说我感谢神，因为我现在年老，我不能讲道了。但是至少我还有一点力量，我可以教小朋友认字。
This man desired to finish his life work.
所以这个人他是立志了，他要把神托付他的工作完成。
He wants to brush in the final stroke that will complete the picture.
他愿意在他的人生的这个图片上面最后再涂上一笔。
In conclusion, let me just say this.
所以在做结论的时候，我愿意这样说。
You have not finished the work that you have been given if you just do a 1 year of work ministry.
如果你只是做神的工作做一年你就不做了，那么你还没有完成神的工。
Such as teaching Sunday school or do other ministries at church.
不管是教主日学或是做教会的一些事情。
You have not finished the work if you have just merely witnessing on the weekend.
如果你只是在周末的时候去向人传福音，那你还是没有完成神的工。
You have not finished your work merely by trying to help child and then once in dropping off that great responsibility.
你如果只是抚养一个或是帮助一个小孩子一阵子以后就停止了，那么你还是没有完成神的工。
So the will of God is done for you when you have done your part, ended, and then pass on to another person who will carry on the work.
当你完成神的工，并且有人能够接续你继续的话，继续去做那个工作的话，那么你可以说你已经成就了神的工。
And that is God's requirement for you here.
这也是神给你们的一个责任。
You are to serve God as long as you can while you're here.
当你在这里的时候，你就要尽心尽力的来服侍神。
Jesus finished work, returned to heaven. Who is doing his work now?
当主耶稣完成他在世上的工作，回到天家以后，他留在世上的工作应该谁去做呢？
First, by the apostles, disciples.
起初呢，是他的门徒，他的使徒来做。
And then all the Christians following.
接着就是所有的基督徒，这是我们的责任。
And thank God that people like me or my wife, we are doing God's work in China and elsewhere.
感谢神，我们有机会在中国和世界其他的地方服侍神。
We will not finish work until we pass on the baton to someone else who will carry on our work.
所以，除非我们把神的工作，交给我们的下一代，我们的接班人，否则我们就没有完成我们的工作。
It's God's work, not ours.
这是神的工作，不是我们的工作。
And His work must endure forever until He comes.
所以，神的工作要一直继续下去，直到主再来。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you for your life that you accomplished your work on the cross. We ask that you bless us, this congregation, this time. I pray that all those brothers and sisters who serve you and do work of ministry or reconciliation or ministry at homes and churches, bless them. Bless your work in the China and elsewhere. Protect the church, protect the Christians. In the name of Jesus, as we enter the Lord's table, in Jesus' name I pray, Amen.
Amen.
Now we come to the Lord's table. I want to give some instruction from God's word. 现在来到主的圣餐，要从圣经的话给大家指导，而且给大家预备我们的心 ，prepare our hearts in order to participate in Lord's table. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.To 29, 哥林多前书第十一章二十三到二十九节。我当日传给你们的，就是主耶稣在被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开了。说这是我的身体，为你们，你们每逢如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后，他照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，也要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，直到他来。”二十七节，所以无论何人不安地吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身体的主的血了，也应该自己醒察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。因为人要喝，要不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。圣餐是给基督徒设立的。The Lord's Supper is for believers only. 我们现在请这个所有信耶稣基督的受洗的弟兄姊妹们可以参加，可以领受这些饼、这些杯。而且没有信的、没有受洗的，请你也不要碰这个杯、这个饼。好，招待人来。
接下来唱三一颂，三一颂之后，我们请这个赵长老为我们祝福。We sing doxology and then give the benediction time to Elder Chow. Shall we all stand? 请我们起立。
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
领受神的祝福，愿我主耶稣基督的恩典、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与众人同在，直到永永远远。May the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you both now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. 请坐 ，Please be seated.
We welcome all the brothers, sisters, and friends to be with us to worship our Lord today.
我们首先再次欢迎所有的弟兄姊妹和朋友在我们当中一起来敬拜神。
We want to give thanks especially to
Elder Sam Chow and Lona for your message. We want to thank God through their sermon to remind us that we need to learn through our whole life for understanding God's will and then able to finish His work. 好，我们谢谢张老，赵长老和 Lona， 今天带给我们的信息也提醒我们，我们怎么学会去理解，明白神的旨意，并且在我们的生命中去学会一直做他的工，完成他的工。Before I turn to the bulletin, I'd like to spend just a few minutes in welcoming those friends or brothers and sisters who are among us the first time. If you're here first time visiting us, would you please stand up and introduce yourself in whichever language you prefer to? 我们下面用一点时间来欢迎第一次在我们当中的新朋友。如果你今天是第一次来在我们当中，就请你站起来介绍一下自己。I'd like to start from my right-hand side. 从我的右手边开始，有没有第一次在我们当中的新朋友？右手边没有，那我们欢迎秀玲姊妹从China 回来。We welcome Brother Xiu Ling to come back to us after a long trip to China. What about in the middle? 有任何新朋友吗？ Oh, yes.Yes, from the library. Wang Hao, you want to come in and introduce your son, Daniel? Sister, can you introduce yourself first, please? Yeah. Would you like to introduce yourself? Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm Rima Shatner. I'm a friend of
Nam. Okay, welcome. Now we get introduction from Wang Hao to his new son, Daniel, right? Okay, anyone else in the middle? Okay, what about left-hand side? Okay, all of familiar faces. Okay, now I'd like to ask you to turn to the bulletin. We have a few announcements. I'm not going to go through one by one. I encourage you to read by yourself regarding the church building mortgage pledge. Please read it by yourself. But I do want to remind you for today, after our love fest and after our gathering, there will be a concert organized by our church. And starting at 2:15, if you want to know more detail about the program, you can talk to Li Fang about this. It's starting at 2:15. Is that right after the lunch? Probably there's a break in between. Yeah. Okay, then we ask you a prayer for Pastor Xin, who is traveling in China. You know, he's going to many different places. Please pray for his safety and also Lord's work that he's trying to do through his trip. The other announcement is really about next Saturday. It's going to be our great training opportunity regarding the topic personal evangelism training. Just one small correction. The starting time is not 9 o'clock. Instead, it's 9:30 in the morning. So it's 9:30 from 9:30 to 3 p.m. next Saturday. So we really welcome all brothers and sisters and even friends who are interested in this topic. Lastly, the regular Chinese Sunday school will be take a break in July, the months of July and August. But I'm just reminding brothers and sisters, instead, we still, some brothers and sisters gather at 9:30 for some small group discussion. So you are encouraged to join us every Sunday morning at 3:30. Well, today is the first Sunday of the month. We're going to have a love fest together. So before we close the service, I'd like to ask Elder Zhao to say graces for the lunch, please. 可以吗？祝我们谢饭祷告。
Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, for the food from heaven, the eternal word, the eternal gospel from heaven that we can eat and here have eternal life. Now, Father, we thank you for the earthly food they give to us so that we can nourish ourselves and then eat it for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Maybe all rise. We will recite Lord's Prayer to conclude our today's service. 让我们全请大家全体起立，我们一起来背诵主导文。天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免别人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，直到永远。阿们。请大家互相问安，我们结束今天的聚会。Yeah.